Good morning, everybody. I'm Johnny Montagna, and I'm here with my colleague Carla Pereira to show you something about Portuguese rules and Brits. Portuguese rule production has a rich history dating back to ancient times, but is still alive today, taking into account the surface of the territory and the morphological particularities. Portugal is a country with a unique border with Spain and with which it shares some traditional characteristics of the wool products in the Iberian Peninsula. Merino sheep has been introduced to Spain from Morocco by King Pedro I of Castile in 1360 because of the high quality of his wool, as referred by Ingo Klepp in 2022. According to Vasconcelos, Portuguese kings were always concerned with safeguarding and regulating the production of and trade of wool textile, and were concerned with this matter, promoting laws in favor of the Portuguese wool industry. In Portugal and Spain, already in the 15th century, wool played a leading role in their respective economy, as well as in Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. King Peter II, 2 centuries later, with the Regiment of 1690, legislated from the creation of wool fabric production units, implementing rules and laws that prevent import of foreign fabrics such as from England and France. The occupation of Portugal by the Philippine dynasty from Spain between 1518 and 1640 allowed the movement of large number of ships throughout the Iberian territory, leaving traces of Spanish spirit in Portuguese territory and vice versa. The most relevant route for the Portuguese transshipments was from northeast region called Serra da Estrela to sometimes as far as the flatland of Alentejo, so that can be found a milder winter and a better glacial condition. This was an annual event where the villages themselves participated and celebrated, and this could be also influenced their survival through the milk, meat, and of course the wool they produced. The horns of the males were then adorned with ornaments and colored fabric to celebrate the departure of arrival of the ships that could follow different paths out of Portugal. The transhumance also had its path between Portugal and Spain, which allowed the ships to access different pastures, and there could be mix of breed among them.
Here we have the main traditional groups. They are Schurmer type group, Bordoleira type group, and Marina type group. The difference between them is usually the thickness of each other, and the Schurmer type group has a thickness of 40 and 80 micras or greater. The Bordoleira type group has a thickness between 25 and 40 micras, and the Marina type group has 10 to 25 microns. This picture shows the Schurra type group that involves 8 breeds, as Schurra algarvia, Schurra badana, Schurra da terra quente, Schurra do campo, Schurra do minho, Schurra galega bragançana branca, Schurra galega bragançana preta, Schurra galega mirandesa. In Bordoleira type group, there are 5 breeds. As Bordaleira entre Douro e Minho, Bordaleira Serra da Estrela, Bordaleira Campaniça, Bordaleira Saloia, Bordaleira Mondegueira. In Marino type breed, we have Marina Branca, Marina Preta, Marina da Beira Baixa. Here we have the example of Bordaleira sheep being shared. The typical Serra da Estrela sheep is shorn once a year, and eggs between 2 and 3 kilos and a half in males, and between 1 kilo and a half and 2 kilos in females. After washing, wool lose between 40 and 50% of its height. Here we have an example of wool from the Churra, Merino and Bordaleira breed, collected from the different associations that regulate and protect the different types of wool, carded and spun manually, in this case by Gianni Montana. Rosa Pomar is an example of modernization in wool production, producing different wool spun yarns from Portuguese local breeds and making them known internationally.
Now we are going to present some example of user application of the traditional Portuguese wool. So Burel is a traditional fabric from Serra da Estrela that was produced in a twill structure with three frames, so giving rise to a material that can be considered as a fake twill. After being woven, the fabric was taken to the floor to be beaten for a long time, felting and giving rise to 100% wool and water-repellent winter material. It is now used as an interior decoration material and for the production of acoustic insulation panels. Chicoração is a Portuguese brand that produces everything it uses in the production of its products. It is a vertical company that sells merino wool and carry out all the steps to produce its own fabrics and fashion clothing to sell in their store. Along with blankets, the brand produces fashion clothing for women and men and integrates leftovers into the production of fabric animals and their accessories. What can be used for a small object is recovered and used to produce new threads. So this Alentejo coat is a traditional Portuguese piece produced for both men and women and constructed in different layers to protect the wearer from the cold winter in Alentejo. It is produced in Burel and protects against cold and humidity. Miranda do Douro cape of honor is produced manually with Burel. Once the design is made in two layers of Burel, the outer fabric will be cut out with scissors so it could reveal a very elaborate and laborious application which could not be used by everyone. The capucha garment was a female garment that was produced in Burel and hung on directly on the head without needing to be secured, freeing the hands for different tasks. The knitted and embroidered sweater from the Povo de Varzim is a unique example of sweater that was decorated with the family emblems and which also served as an identificator element for fishermen who could be found lifeless in an open sea like the Atlantic. The Alentejo blankets in the natural color of wool and those produced in the artisanal factory that was saved before closing 2 decades ago by Misette Nielsen still fill the imagination of Alentejo blanket that is present throughout Portugal. To finish this presentation, we're going to present a wool project we got last year, 2 years ago. So it's a high wool project focused on the study of Norwegian and Portuguese wools with the aim to increase knowledge among all the participants. So the project was prepared by the two teams and with the special support of Ton Tobiasen. It lasted 18 months and ended at the end of 2022. The teams that were part of the project visited each other country and shared their knowledge during the meeting and the workshops. Hands-on work on different wool breeds was always the highlight of the meetings, and the end result was the production of a yarn with 50% Portuguese wool and 50% Norwegian wool produced by Selva Spinnery. The knowledge of Ingunn Klepp and Tom Tobiasen was indispensable for this project. Thank you very much.